Yeah, it's a little bit of a tough game when you're playing with a lead, but I think we've got to be sharper in the third quarter and, you know, throughout the second half. But, you know, they're a good team, and, you know, they've got some talent, and those guys stepped up and made some plays, and they stepped up their aggressiveness. I think we need to respond with moving the ball better and taking care of the ball better, being stronger with the ball. But, you know, I think defensively overall our activity was pretty good, again, except for probably that third quarter. We just want to keep trying to find a way to do it for more of the 48.
Was it the turnovers that were most troublesome there in the third quarter?
I think, you know, that was a big part of the problem. I think, you know, there was a couple where I think their activity, their defense, you got to give their defense credit. And then I thought there were probably a couple that maybe we weren't, you know, as smart with the ball as we needed to be. And really, you know, keep the same mental approach the entire quarter.
Considering who they were missing, did you look to make the Paul an option more than normal? Or?
No. I mean, Paul, I think he was 1-for-6 at halftime. And, you know, I think he hit 4 threes. So, you know, the threes are usually not something that, you know, occasionally they may be a call or something. But, you know, it comes from our, you know, spacing and the way we play. And I think he just, you know, he had a great second half, and we went to him a few times, but and it wasn't something because of anybody not playing or anything like that.
32 points in the first quarter. What did you especially worry about that start?
You know, I think just our defense. We came out. I think we got a little bit of a cushion with our defense, and I thought a lot of different guys contributed. You know, Kyle got a couple looks, and we got a couple baskets late. You know, to finish the quarter. I thought we finished the quarter well.
With Paul's ability to shoot the three ball, I mean, how tough a cover can he be for an opposing team sometimes? I mean, even though they're missing McGee and missing some bigs and all that stuff, he's a tough cover no matter who's out there when he's got the long ball.
Yeah, you know, he's a unique player in that he can score and impact the game a lot of ways on the offensive end. You know, he can play in the post. He can play off the dribble, off the elbows, and then he, you know, being able to spread the floor and shoot threes. And, you know, similar defensively, he can impact the game a lot of different ways. You know, so he's a good player. All right, thanks.